It's got the crime, the punishment, and an associated linguistic debate.
But anyway, my friend Will Cole, he married Meg Allen, okay? Meg Allen, I never knew, but her dad was my second grade PE teacher, okay? And I don't know if I ever told you the story, but my mom was the most, like, overbearing mother you'd ever have. And she decided, like, I was cheating in PE class one day, right? We were supposed to be doing the crab walk.
You were cheating.
Yeah, and I like, got on my hands and knees, and I, like, went really fast. Mr. Allen told my mom, like, oh, Daniel was cheating in gym class. So they took me out of English class one day a week. And they made me play catch with a retarded kid. And it was...
Wait, what?
Okay, because John... Okay, you want to hear the story? Yeah, John Adams was the elementary school I went to.
Jesus.
And on the bottom floor was the developmental center, where it was a bunch of retarded kids, right? Or mentally challenged kids, whatever.
Differently abled.
Right, and that they had the whole wing, to themselves.
They had a cool-ass playground.
John. Yeah, John... You know the neighborhood.
An ass
anyway.
Playground? Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
So what they did is, since I was cheating in this game where, you know, you have to be on your hands and...
Yeah, crab ball.
Crab ball, right.
Well, yeah, I hated that game. Crab, yeah. I didn't like crab walking. And a lot of people loved it.
Yeah, the crab game. And so then...
Yeah, see, I...
That's the only good part about you.
He thought I was too stupid to realize the rules. So basically, he has me... Mr. Allen takes me with this retarded kid, Daryl. It was, and then, like, he gives us this big ball, and he starts, like, saying, Daniel? And he throws the ball at me. And he throws it to Daryl's, Daryl! And he's like, Daniel? Daryl! You know, so basically, like, they took me out, and they had me playing catch with this retarded, and I'm like, I just cheated in class. I knew how to play the game.
Yeah, but they sent you to remedial PE.
Yes, exactly. It was this big fucking giant rubber ball. It was, like, so retarded. They would bounce it once at us, like, Daniel? And I'm like, oh, and I have to bounce it back to Mr. Allen. And so I couldn't look Mr. Allen in the eye, like, because it turned out he was, like, the coach of the T.C. Williams football team. But I'd see him in the hallway, and I'd be like,
the guy that
wait.
They based that movie on?
No.
No, that was Mr. Boone. I had him for Driver's Ed. Yeah. But whenever I saw Mr. Allen in the hallway, I just avoid him like the plague, because it was like, he probably thinks I'm retarded or something. You know, like, I don't want to talk about, like...
That's weird they took you out of English to throw a ball.
Because my mom...
It's Alexandria. We were Fairbanks kids.
This was...
So, like, and it wasn't even like you got a scholarship. Like, you were so good at throwing balls that they gave you a scholarship. And, you know, you didn't have time for English because he's going places with his ball thrown. It's like, he's so bad at throwing balls.
Exactly.
We have to take him out of English to catch him up.
In Fairfax County, if you cheat in PE, they're like, that's good. Because PE, that's how you get away. That's how you get ahead in life. Is you cheat.
Oh man, it was just so.
That's what
funny,
they taught us
man.
In Fairfax County.
It was like, okay, you know how the Howard Stern has that story about how his dad would call him a moron and his mom would give him like the anal thermometer.
Yeah, right.
And like just traumatized him. Like I kind of related to that, not the anal thermometer part, but like the overbearing mom that's just so in your shit over everything. It's like, mom, all I did was cheat in PE class, and now you got me fucking playing catch with a retarded kid.
Yeah,
you know, what the fuck is wrong with you?
This is your mom?
What's that?
Your mom?
Yeah, my mom.
Hey, why'd they have to punish that differently abled kid like that? I'm just kidding.
It is kind of true, though. No offense to you, but I mean, if I'm like, I don't know. I guess it would be interesting to ask. Like, if you were a special needs or whatever the currently...
He's a good
what's
kid.
What's the appropriate term
kid.
Now?
Differently abled? Yeah, I say differently abled, but I don't know what...
They used to call him special at the school. They called him
special. No, the
worst
was trainables.
Trainables?
Whoa, that was a thing?
Yeah, trainables was the most
horrible. That makes him sound...
One.
That reminds me of those pull-up... Remember those pull-up diapers that the kids... I'm a big kid now?
The reason why trainables was particularly bad, because it actually was meant to delineate between... The term was like the wretchedly inane or something like that. Whatever the ones that are like, ain't nothing helping these people. Put them in an institution versus the people you could like teach to sort.
So like one side of the spectrum versus the other side of the spectrum.
No, but the reason it was fucked up is because the vast majority of people who have mental, different ability or whatever.
So you can the term always because it used to be moron.
So here's the thing:
then it was idiot, and you can't. And now it's retarded. You can't use those words.
Part of the problem is that the term retarded is it's. I know people want to get rid of it, but it's a little bit just. It's too good,
right?
To sort of get rid of. I don't think they're ever going to be really successful.
Mentally retarded.
But the thing is if I'm like, God damn it, Daniel, you're a fucking retard.
Right.
At no point and I'm not saying this is justification, but it's true. At no point in my mind am I thinking of a kind, sweet, wonderful person who just happens to have a different right. operating brain.
Right.
Something a little funny in their chromosomes that makes them nevertheless still a useful person worthy of love. And somebody who can do more than fucking sort glass, which was the problem with the trainable shit. It was like, oh, we can train them to do some stupid bullshit.
Was that green glass here, brown glass there?
Exactly, that's sword a horrible glass. Commercial. Like but glass. I don't think of that person when I call right. somebody a retard.
Yeah. No, of course not.
I think of, like, well, you.
But
like,
the same thing with moron or idiot. But don't be an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. About, nobody exactly. That's yeah. that. No, that's a good point because that's what I'm getting at. But, nobody gets mad at you if you say you're a moron or you're an idiot.
But those were the clinical terms for people but, with no
IQs. That's
kind of
like the deal with the word faggot, though, because, like, faggot
I agree.
Is, like, kind of like that's what, I mean, I would say that and not the think South about, part, and I would not think about gay people, but, like, at the same time, as I get older, it's right. like sort of becoming more established that is people take offense to that, you know? And so whatever your intention is or not, intention has a lot to do with things and it's very important, but at the same time, there's certain things that are just kind of like, it gets complicated because they get phased out for a good reason.
I guess it
because
depends.
I don't casually say faggot unless I'm like, you know, unless I'm a pussy and around like my friends and like nobody else is listening. And
well,
I'm
a pussy.
Which you're not supposed to say
either.
Yeah, you're not.
Cunt. Yeah. But another example, another point is that we're more likely to know a gay person than a differently abled person.
That's
so
true.
We might not feel as bad because we just don't know differently abled people.
Right. So I feel weak for being like that. But
like if I'm around gay friends, I'm not going to be saying faggot.
Yeah, that's
you know
well,
what I mean?
It's it like, depends.
But no, I mean, it's like you just it is. That's a lot to do with it. Is you if you know somebody,
absolutely.
You're not gonna. You're like, oh shit, that's fucked up.
Oh shit.
So then the question is should you say it at all, even if they're not
exactly?
Right,
so. And that's like, doesn't it? Is it so? It is wrong in a way to say. It.
That's what I'm saying.
What I mean?
I agree, but getting back to your other point, moron, idiot, ignoramus. If I call somebody an ignoramus, they're gonna laugh.
Right.
Yeah, but like it used to be like
ignoramus.
Yeah, it used to be like fucking go to hell. That used to mean like if you used to say go to hell to somebody, that meant I want you to burn in the infinite fires of hell with the devil.
But
it's
the
worst thing you can say to somebody. As like a,
okay, so
what if nincompoop used to mean?
Well, moron,
like,
we say idiot, is it true? It's not like just some made up shit people call.
Yes,
idiot
used to
mean
moron.
And so at some point, idiot was probably.
I think idiot was the worst, and like moron was. Like
and it's pretty universally agreed that idiot just means it's an insulting term, but it's not like, oh no, you said some really super offensive shit, right? It's not like that anymore.
No,
so
just
idiot,
like that guy's an idiot.
And so it's not.
You can say that anywhere.
And so it's not.
He's a real rube.
It's not fresh anymore. So like, it's sort of lost all sort of offensive meaning. Spaz is bad because in England because that means spastic. Apparently, that's really offensive.
Yeah,
in England,
that's like saying retard.
Yeah, right. And so
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and so
don't say you want to like touch somebody's fanny.
Okay. Yeah, because it means you want to like stick your finger in their butt.